We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, back here on OMF. We'll get back to the phone calls in a couple of minutes, but joining us live, as he does each and every week on the Harbor One Hotline, is Mike Lombardi. Hey, Mike.
How we doing? How's everything today?
What's up, Mike?
Kind of strange around here, Mike. You know, they got a Super Bowl going on next week in Miami, and Patriots aren't in. So it's kind of weird, a little different. But I notice all the national people seem to be talking about Tom Brady and the Patriots, and it's getting a lot of play anyway.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, look, let's face it. It's a huge story. It's going to be a huge story until it ends. And even when it ends, it's going to be a huge story. So it's going to keep going.
Yeah, you know, one of the things we were talking about is just all the, like, if I was Tom Brady, or you were Tom Brady, and you kind of wanted to be on a team that was already kind of established, already had the right pieces, young receivers, a good mix of veterans and good coach that knows what he's doing, is there any team out there like that that is a quarterback away?
The Patriots?
Other than the Patriots, that's a given. That's a given. Not the Patriots. You got to pick a team other than the Giants.
The Giants?
No, I'm kidding. I just saw Eli. I'm kidding.
They won 31. They're 31st in the National Football League in wins over the last 5 years. You know.
So give me a team right now. If you're advising Brady, what team is almost ready? They have all the right pieces. If they could just get a quarterback to push them, or a better quarterback than they have, they would make it to the Super Bowl.
I would say, the Chargers. I keep calling them San Diego. The Los Angeles Chargers come to mind because they do have a good team. Their offensive line is atrocious, so that doesn't really fit the criteria. The Raiders have a really good offensive line. I'm not sure how good they are on defense. And I don't know if you really want to go into the AFC West. I wrote a column about this on The Athletic this week about, facing Mahomes. It's one thing for the Patriots to maybe see him in the rotation once a year, maybe only in the playoffs. But when you're in the West, you've got to beat him twice. It's going to be a hard thing to do.
What about Indy?
I mean, Indy certainly fits. I mean, I think Indy's, obviously would be a bridge till they're going to draft somebody in Indianapolis this year. There's no doubt. They're going to draft a young quarterback that they can build with. And they'll probably, and so if they felt like they could get a bridge quarterback for 2 years, they've got a ton of cap room. They fit the criteria. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
You know, Mike, I'm factoring, if Brady's not here, I think it's like that middle of the road kind of guy, I don't know, Dalton or whoever, right? But 12, 13 million. So the cap hit, if it's Brady or if it's not Brady, I think for that position will be about the same. But would Bill build the team differently if he knows Brady's coming back as opposed to, say, quarterback X, whoever it might be?
I don't think Bill's ever taken the approach of, sacrificing the present for the future. You could say, well, he traded a 2 for Sanu. Maybe did that give up the future? I don't think it really did. I think he moves around in the draft enough to recoup his value back. My sense of it is Bill's always a sustainable guy. He's always looking at the long term of the team and making sure that he doesn't hurt the long term with a short term decision. So I think ultimately he would build the team around where it was going to head down the road. I mean, there's obviously things that he's got to do to his football team, whether whoever the quarterback is. Brady comes back, Brady doesn't come back. That has to get changed and has to get better.
Interesting you mentioned the Patriots when you threw it out, because we were just talking about it. And I think people look at the holes, especially here in New England. We see a lot of holes on our own team. We watch them every single play. And yet I threw it out there. If you're Brady and the options are the Patriots, Raiders, Chargers, and Broncos, which team with you as the quarterback gives you the best chance to win next year? I think it is the Patriots. Those three other teams were not playoff teams. Am I missing something here, Mike?
No, I mean, I think, look, for the first 9 weeks of the season, we were just talking about the Patriots getting our offense kind of in tune, and it never could. And now with an off season, can they fix the tight end position? Can they add more skill? Can they add more speed to their offense? And then, can they add better players to their defensive front? I think the one thing that's got to really bother the whole organization after that playoff game is the lack of the way the defensive line played. The front seven really got their butts kicked in the Tennessee game, and it's probably a painful tape to watch around that building, and it's probably a tape that's going to bother Bill for a long time because their pad level was high, they played upright, they got driven off the football, and, you know, they gave up 14 points and easily could have won the game playing poorly, and I think that's always things that are going to bother them.
All right, I want your insight on this one because you've been behind the scenes doing all of this stuff before. People are talking about if you get beyond the date of March 18th, then you got the big hit of $13.5 million. So I know we have a legal tampering period on the 16th of 17th, but didn't we just move the illegal tampering period back a few days? Do we have to wait until March 18th? The Patriots can talk to Brady right now. Isn't Don Yee going to get a sense of what teams are out there and what teams would have interest and would be willing to pay Tom Brady? We can't go past March 18th where he's going to go out and make visits, can we?
No, I think that this is, you know, I mean, this is all done behind the scenes, but I would suspect there would be an understanding, whether it's, you know, it's firm, committed or not, there'd be an understanding who would be interested. And I think the first conversation is, would he actually leave? I mean, if I was at another team, say I was in, you know, at the Chargers, the question to you would be, hey, Don, you know, do you think, would Brady ever consider leaving? Is that called tampering? I don't know. You know, but I'm sure a lot of teams are. And if he says, well, you know, it's a lot of it could be posturing too. So you've got to wait back forth and see what's going on. But I do think there's a lot of behind the scenes. Look, that combine is, there's a lot of things that go on at the combine through conversations. They talk about you can't tamper, but yet everybody's in one location with all the agents. It's almost encouraging tampering.
Well, teams could use them to try to get more money out of New England, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's always the case. I mean, that's what the combine's all about, is to create leverage for the agents. You know, the agents don't like it when, you know, they walk out of there and they don't think that, you know, they're gonna always create the situation where there's a lot of interest in their guy. You know, I've never called a player who wasn't back from a workout, and I've never called an agent who said he just got off the phone with another team.
All right, we're talking to Mike Lombardi. Mike, let me ask you about the wide receiving core that Brady, if he comes back, is coming back to, right? It's Edelman's here. N'Keal Harry's here. Sanu's got another year. Can they upgrade, or is that the area? Is that just what they have? I mean, the draft's got a bunch of kids. I don't know if a rookie is going to excite Tom. Amari Cooper, I think Pro Football Focus said he's the right fit. They trade for Diggs somehow. Can they improve that spot? How would you do it?
I think you got to look at all the options. I mean, the one thing about Bill, he's never just stayed in one area. You know, last year drafts a quarterback and a receiver in the first round. I think it would be a veteran receiver. It'll be somebody that could come in and plug and play. I don't know the name of that player yet, because you got to really, the answer is, where are they cap room? Where are they going to be at quarterback? How much money do they have? What's their allocation? Who do they need to sign back? There's a lot of things that play into that. But I don't think this offseason is going to go very quietly in New England. I think you guys are going to be really busy in the offseason. I think he's going to be active doing things to get that team, because this is unlike any year in the last 10 where the exit was so quick, and that usually means there's going to be something else going on up there, and they're going to try to improve this football team tremendously with what they have as a core. They're not like, I mean, we're talking like they're a 5-11 team, and they're not.
All right, so the big debate that we've been having the past couple of days is about Eli Manning. So I'm going to get your take on this. Is he a Hall of Fame candidate?
You know, this was a hard one for me. I mean, he's a 500 quarterback. You know, I believe in winning. I believe the name on the front's more important than the name on the back. I think he won five road games to get the team to the Super Bowl, was a Super Bowl MVP twice. I mean, Jim Plunkett was a Super Bowl winner twice. He never even gets mentioned in the Hall of Fame conversation. You know, Tom Flores has won two Super Bowls. He can't get in for some reason. So it's interesting how this all divides. I think he's definitely going to get in because he's in the New York market. If he played in Kansas City, I'm not sure he gets in. With two Super Bowls and a 500 record and 344 touchdowns, 277 interceptions.
I mean, but isn't that enough?
You just
broke it down. See, I mean, I'm glad you did this. You just broke it down, and I think what I think is that somebody in this meeting is going to come up and say, "Hold on, guys, let's dig a little deeper here and start looking at what he really is."
First,
you mentioned the market.
Football.
You mentioned the name on the back. You mentioned the Super Bowls and who they played against. All those things are huge factors. But when you break down his career, we did it yesterday. I mean, the guy's never He's won what?
Mike, don't you have to be a top five quarterback at some point? Top 10 more than a couple times?
I think that's the real conversation. How do you get in the Hall of Fame if you're never in the top five ever? See, like, I question Warren Moon for not winning big games, but Warren Moon was always in the top five quarterback at his position. And he amassed incredible numbers. And I always criticize Warren Moon for not winning, you know, he's the Dominique Wilkins of the NFL in terms of great numbers, great player, all that, but never won a big game, you know? Never really got to a conference championship game. But yet he was always in the top five of his position. And Eli's just never been there. I mean, well, that's just a fact.
Well, Mike, they talk about the longevity in 16 years, and they say the quarterbacks can mask all sorts of issues with the team. Do you know where the Giants rank in the last 5 years in win-loss percentage in the league?
31st.
Yeah, no, so wait a minute.
And he's been the starting quarterback for the last 2-3 years. And they've the last 2 years before this season, they started out 1-7 both years.
Yes, sir.
And I mean, he can't carry a team. I mean, when Dave Gettleman said he had 5 more years left when Dave got hired, I wanted Dave to get an eye exam. I mean, he's carried on 3 years too long. This retirement should have happened 3 years ago when they fired Ben McAdoo. McAdoo was right. Forever, whatever anybody wants to say, McAdoo was right. But the reality of it is, you know, there's a narrative that none of us are going to control.
All right, sounds like you don't even
been controlled.
Sounds like you don't even see second ballot, third ballot, fourth ballot, fifth.
No, but he still believes he'll get in.
If he goes in on the first ballot, it's a kangaroo court. I think if he goes in on the first, you can't put him in on the first ballot.
But hold on, you know better than anybody. You know how that room works. You know Peter King and others. You know the power that Archie Manning has, and Peyton and the family. They're going to be plugging over the next 5 years. It's going to be like a political game to get him in. And everybody loves him. He's a great guy, apparently. Everybody loves him.
And he's a tremendous guy, and there's no doubt about it. Look, let's face it. I mean, there's a lot of political capital that he's gonna have. And the people in that room, I don't understand how Tom Flores didn't get in. He won 2 Super Bowls. I mean, I think Bill Cowher's a great coach and probably belongs in it, but Flores should have gone in before him.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's just weird because people keep bringing up, you know, Joe Namath, he's got the terrible.
Do you see Joe Namath's numbers? Do you see his numbers? I mean, it's really, you wonder how he got in.
I know, but when you...
Moments.
Because he saved moments, the AFL.
People say that Hall of Fame's about moments, and it's like, well, it's got to be more of the moments. Really, it's got to be the greatest players of all time.
It's becoming like the Pro Bowl. It isn't necessarily always just the elite of the elite. There has to be, I think Deion Sanders is on record as saying this, there has to be something that you've changed the position. There's got to be, look, I think Jerry Jones belongs in the Hall of Fame for what he's done for the other 31 owners in terms of marketing. I will never just, that to me is something. You know, I think he deserves to be in there for that. The benefits of the league. But there's other guys that you did that have gotten in there over recent years that you just shake your head and say, okay, that's good, you know.
And
some guys have gotten in with winning 1 Super Bowl.
Yeah, I saw it yesterday making a big deal about a 2-time Super Bowl MVP. Not an MVP of the league, but 2-time Super Bowl MVP. Well, if that's the case, maybe Edelman should be in the Hall of Fame. And I don't believe he's a Hall of Famer. Right.
Yeah, I mean, look, you don't know what goes on in that room. And look, you know, I'm not going to debate knowledge of football, but you know, they look at stats. I don't understand it.
And, you know, Mike, we looked at it even further because we noticed that, like, you know, all of his career, he was player of the month once, player of the week 4 times. I know he was a 4-time Pro Bowler, but twice was because of injuries or whatever,
yeah,
right?
I mean,
no All-Pro.
The last five years, let's just take away the last 5 years, they ranked 31st in wins. They haven't been very good. They're going to retire his number. I mean, they love him. And he's been great for the franchise and all that. But the reality of it is over the landscape. I mean, when he won the Super Bowls, he didn't have great regular seasons. You know, they had to go on the road and win 3 games.
I don't get it. I don't. Mike, always good talking to you. We'll do it again before the Super Bowl. See you, bud. Mike Lombardi right here on OMF.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage,
to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
EI.
All right, back here on OMF on a Friday at 617-779-7937. Well, Lisa Lombardi admits that it's all a bunch of crap to be, you know, behind closed doors, all of this stuff is done. Everybody basically illegally tampers. And because how does it make any sense that if you're the Patriots, you're the one team that can legally talk to them right now? What are you going to do if you're going to go back and forth and you're going to get pressured because you can't get beyond that March 18th date because that's when Tom is going to go out and visit these other places? No.
Yeah,
Tom's going to know what the other places
we're
are.
We're at the combine. Hey, don't talk about this or don't talk about that. No, they're all sitting there hanging out and getting as much information. I think what was important, what he said, is how serious is Tom? I'm not going to make a play at this guy. You're not just going to toy with me and just use me for leverage. Are you serious or not?
Are you really going to leave?
Are you really going to leave? Will you, honest to God, will you leave? Because if you are,
you're using me.
Yeah, I'll make you a legitimate offer. Like, can we just be honest with each other? If that's the game of being a free agent. That's between the agents and the owners and all that other stuff. But I do think there's going to be some apprehension from teams when it comes to, I don't believe them.
Right. Well, let me ask you. So where do you guys stand? Because I know we talked about it initially. It's been a few weeks. If it gets past the 17th,
he's gone.
You?
Well, if he gets past the 17th, that means
13 and a half on top of what you re-sign him on.
Gone. But you can still prorate it. You can still, am I right on that?
13, no,
you're
wrong. Once you get past March 17th, it's 13 and a half on the cap. Yeah, and now you want to sign Brady?
I was trying to give him an out. No. He does not. If he does not sign beforehand, he is gone.
And what I'm saying,
so we still feel the same. Agree as well. So Lockin' Four, he had this a day or two ago. Be extremely surprising if Brady would agree to a new pact with the Patriots prior to the start of free agency. I'm told, he says. And while the process could still result in a return to New England, it's far from certain at that point. Brady intends to take a methodical approach to his first foray into free agency.
Foyer. I think you'll start hearing stuff earlier than that about whether teams really have serious interest in Brady. But the other question is, what is the Patriots' approach? So they're the one team that can talk to him right now. Probably doesn't make sense to do it this early because you're probably going to lowball him, and why piss him off right now, right? So you wait until you get a little closer to the deadline before you piss him off.
But it is a deadline, isn't it? There is a deadline.
Yeah, but
that's 17.
But I keep on hearing it portrayed, and I think Phil Perry said something about this last night, or maybe I read his piece on NBC Sports Boston, where he said we're not going to get to that deadline where he's going to go out on and take trips. He's not going to get to that point. He's either going to know that he's with New England before that, or he's Dunsky, and then yes, he may make trips starting on the 18th or 19th.
So if he gets past that date,
Done.
It's key.
$13.5 million of debt is on your cap. Now you're going to bring him back. Like, how far does Bill go? You know, like the...
Bill's not going to go there. Why negotiate? Tom.
I mean, you get a $30 million cap hit in your quarterback, you then have to give him $16.5 million salary.
Well, does Belichick seem like the type of guy that is going to let you play chicken with him, and then you get to the 18th, and Brady's guy, Don Yee, is saying, hey, Bill, you better come up with our number, because you're going to have to get hit with another $13.5 million in dead money. You know what Bill's going to say? Screw you. This is the number. Do you want to come back for this number? If you don't, we're going to move on.
If the number's 20, just for whatever, simple math, 20. Cap hit will be 26.5. If you return this down now, if it goes to tomorrow morning after the deadline,
it's less money.
It's no longer 20. It's now 13.5.
Yeah. No, we're going to know. I think we're going to know by about the 12th or 13th of March. I think it's going to be leaked out.
Do you guys think each camp, Patriots, Bill, Brady, each camp has a specific or guy attached to them, media guy. Like Curran, you think is probably a Brady guy. You know, Schefter's probably a Bill guy. Lockenfour, I don't know who he would be, but Tyler, we were just talking, and it seems that there could be conflicting reports based on who you talk to.
Yeah, where they come from.
I think, yeah, if the Lockenfour report says it'd be surprising that a new pack will be done before free agency, maybe the Schefter report from yesterday is a response to Lockenfour.
I don't believe the New England Patriots are waiting till March 16th to get an answer from Tom Brady.
I feel like the insiders, it's like a dueling banjos. It's like one Schefter says something, okay. Lockenfour says something, here comes
works.
Mike Giardi. Tom Curran. Oh, here comes Lockenfour again. Oh, here comes this guy again.
They're gonna cannibalize each other.
They honestly are just they're gonna eat each other, right? They're just gonna destroy each other.
They don't have a house in Connecticut.
I just don't. If you're the Patriots. And you know, and we all know the difference of paying 6.75 million versus 13.5 when you're going to get hit with another 4.5 with stupid Antonio Brown dead money. You can't wait. You can't go beyond that limit. And Belichick has shown a history of not doing this, where a lot of people say he could have gotten this player, he could have gotten that player. Nope. He's going to come up with a number. I think he knows what that number is now, but I don't think he's giving it to Brady yet, because why piss him off this early?
See, I think the game within the game will be played by the insiders, because I think there is going to be a rush to control the narrative. If he stays, or especially if he goes, well, why did he go? Well, okay, so whoever releases the first information about why he left and how what a great offer they have and decided to leave, well, that's a Patriots camper, that's a Patriots guy, as opposed to someone who says, he wants to stay, but they wouldn't budge. That's a Brady camper.
Yes,
that to me is going to be, you'll know right away if he stays. It'll be nothing. It'll be boring. We're playing nice. Everybody's happy. If he leaves. That's when I think you start to see some mud being thrown undercover.
Yeah, everybody's going to come up with their PR version of it. Yeah, Patriots will sit there and say, hey, we offered him money. But
how does Tom come out of it looking bad?
How does he come out of it looking bad? If he goes elsewhere and takes an awful lot of money, if he signs a 3-year deal with the Chargers simply because the Chargers need to sell personal seat licenses, so they're looking at it. Tom's the poster child. We don't care if he can play quarterback.
If he takes more money to go there to do that?
Yeah, if he takes a lot more money, people are going to look at it. If the Patriots come out and Robert Kraft does one of these things like he did with Wes Welker, and he comes out and he tells you, listen, we were willing to give Tom. Tom has always played the game with us. He's always done it because he cared about the team and he cared about making sure we had enough money to get good players around him. We were willing to do that, but Tom really wanted money. And you can say he took a 3-year deal with the Chargers for $75, $80 million. I think Tom locally in New England looks bad. And as much as people adore him, love him here, they're going to stick with the laundry.
I think that they'll think he made a mistake. I don't think there's any way Tom Brady comes out of this looking bad. Anyway.
Yeah, I'd say yes.
Anyway, because people will sit there and say, well, what do you expect? We didn't give him anything. You got no tight ends. You know, you didn't give him a wide receiver that knew what the hell he was doing.
No, but the Patriots won't sling it that way,
Lou. They look at Bill, and they're like, I could see where he's tired of playing with Bill. You know, the attitude, the media, everything else. I'm not so sure how Tom Brady comes out of this looking bad.
Well, I think that
people will back him no matter what because he's got that much clout.
I think that's the one way. If he takes an awful lot of money to,
but then
to go
took more money, finally get paid. Whatever. Yeah. It's about respect. He finally got what he deserved.
Now, then they're going to say all he cared about the money. So he told us for years it wasn't about the money; it was about winning. And now all it's about is
respect.
Is the money. The Patriots will swing this. They will play the.
I don't think they can.
Oh, they will play the game. They will.
They
spin
can try,
it.
But they won't win.
They will spin it. They did it with Wes Welker, if you remember. And there were a lot of people that were pissed that Welker left and went to Denver, and they swung it. Oh, the deal's not that much different, you know. And maybe the same thing happens with the Chargers.
Welker dropped the pass. People didn't give a rat's ass. He dropped the ball.
Well, but Tom,
I'm just saying,
but,
like Tom, I don't think he can come out of this looking bad PR wise. They could try all they want. It won't happen.
Yeah. All right, let's get your reaction. Who gets destroyed in all of this? If the two decide they're going into different directions or can't come up with some type of deal, which is very possible. 617-779-7937.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, let's get to the phone calls. 617-779-7937.
We're going to get to the calls.
Yeah.
But I am curious. I want to know, for Patriots fans, what is the scenario in which you would blame everything on Tom? Would you be upset with Tom Brady?
It's a good question.
Because
you're not buying my take on that one.
No.
Okay.
Because people say, hey, went for the money. Finally.
Yeah.
Team appreciated him.
No. I don't think they're going to look at it and say, but he was the team guy for all of these years, took less money, and because of it, he won all of these rings, and now all he cares about is the money. I think that is the one way he looks bad. But let's see. Let's see what people say. We go to Tony. Tony's in Rhode Island. Hello, Tony.
It's Tony in Kingston, but you were close.
Yeah, all right. You're in Rhode Island.
What's up, buddy?
How you guys doing?
Good. How you?
All right, I got 2 points. First, around Mr. Brady.
Okay.
Wouldn't surprise me, and I really think that he's going to go. Yes, he's going to want to win. I think he wants to make some money. I really think that he, if somebody comes up to him and offers him like a $60 million, 2-year guaranteed, first guaranteed contract ever in NFL history, he's gone. It's particularly if it's like a Tennessee or somebody like that where he might have a shot at winning a division that's not quite so good. Point two, I'm a man, Eli. Seventh.
You're what?
In what? Completion? My man, Eli Manning.
Yeah, they said you're a man, Eli.
I'm a Giants fan.
Okay. Oh, of course.
He is a Hall of Famer.
How?
Seventh in touchdowns, seventh in yardage, seventh in completions. We all heard about that. Way up there in interceptions. But also, 10th in all-time and fourth quarter comebacks.
Oh, you saw that stat, too.
Longevity matters. And last one, this is for you, Christian.
Uh-oh.
This is for you.
Yeah.
Number one in the most money ever earned by a player in the NFL.
He is there. So
he's my Hall of Fame, so that alone.
I will put him into the Money Hall of Fame. He and Darrell Revis. He and Darrell Revis are first ballot guys. I'll give you that.
But
everybody talks about his longevity. We just talked about it. In the last 5 years, the Giants are 31st in win and loss percentage. Okay? 31st! By the way, he never received a single MVP vote for the regular season
ever.
In 16 years.
Ever.
So he won 2 for the Super Bowl, but never got a single vote.
Yeah, it just.
Come on.
I just don't know.
Ever.
I do think there's going to be some someone who stands up and says, okay, I'm going to be the adult in the room. I'm not going to allow nepotism to play a role in whether or not this guy gets in or not.
He's going to get in because nepotism is the reason you get
he's
in.
He's going to get
so
in.
So we've seen guys that have been delayed and couldn't get in, right? Who was the wide receiver? Who am I thinking of? The wide receiver 2 years ago.
Terrell Davis?
Yes. He didn't show up because he was so pissed. Why didn't he get in? Because he deserved to get in because they were pissed at him and they didn't like him. Warren Sapp, they didn't like him, but they knew they had to put him in because he was that good. Those guys deserve to be in. Yeah. This guy, just the opposite, is going to get in because they love him.
I agree with you guys. Listen, I just feel like if it's the Hall of Fame, it's not the Hall of man, that guy was good. Or famous plays. I mean, you have to be, in order to be invited into this club, game-changing type of player, dominated at your position all the time. Like, not like every now and then, but year after year after year, you would say to yourself as a player, is this guy still playing?
No.
This guy still playing?
Your boy Shannon Sharp said it best.
You don't see general manager says, I need to find the next Eli Manning.
He's right. I hate to say it. Shannon Sharp is 100%
it's true, and like even Lombardi.
I could understand him, too.
He's still, at some point, what you would think one of those years, if you're an MVP, one of those years, you were top five. And if you played for 16, 17 years, you would think that you would be top five for four of them, five of them, you know, whatever, enough, three, four, five. But how about never? How about never, ever? So you arguably top 10 twice?
And this is what drives me crazy. I'll use the baseball analogy. If I have to sit there and think about it and debate you, then you're not a Hall of Famer. It's a gold star, 100% unanimous pick. We all know you were the best.
Unless you're a Trump supporter.
I mean, we all know you. I mean, I can go through the line of guys that were just, you just knew they were the best, right? You talk at Tony Gonzalez. He was the best. Gronk, he was. Okay, does Eli Manning's career look at all like Gronk's?
No. How many?
Okay, he's the best to ever do. Now, give me somebody else. Shannon Sharp. Well, did it look like Shannon Sharp? Shannon Sharp, say what you want to, but he dominated his position. He caught tons of passes, transformed that position from an inline guy to a flex guy.
Well, what they're trying to tell you
played in lots of Super Bowls and made a difference.
So what they're telling you is he was a top 10 quarterback during his entire career. First of all, that's not accurate, but there were times he was top 10. But
he was
8, 9, 10, 11, or 12. How many quarterbacks through each era are you going to put into Canton? I don't buy it.
I think if the players...
But he's going to get
in. I think if the defenders, the people who actually had to go up against him had a percentage of the vote, and they put those guys in a room, they would judge them differently.
He's going to get tougher. And 5 years from now, it's going to be easier for people to put him in because they'll forget about
Mike's right, though. It's turning into the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
Who's the most popular?
Yep. Here's Steve in Fall River. Hey, Steve.
How are you guys?
Good, Steve. How are you?
Lou, remember that when Curt Schilling's name comes up for the Hall of Fame, he had a miserable 30s. He didn't become a good player till he was 30. That's why he's not in the Hall of Fame. He played from his 20s into his 40s.
Yeah, that's not the reason.
40, okay?
That's not the reason.
So remember that.
But that's not
Lou,
the reason.
Anyway, Lou, lock that away.
Well, let me just lock that in.
Lock it up. Yeah, Lou, lock it up.
Lou, I don't know. Wes Welker, the problem was he listened to Glenn here. Glenn was proclaiming Wes Welker one of the top two or three best receivers in the league. I forgot who the top guy was. He needed to be paid that money. Remember, there was a monopoly back then, so apparently Wes Welker was tuning in and listening to this, or his agent was. He overplayed his hand. He was a nice guy. He was a slot receiver, and he got whatever he got in Denver, and we had a guy behind him here, even though Bill Belichick didn't know it. His name was...
Right. You went out and got Danny Amendola.
Julian Edelman. No, he went out and got Danny Amendola.
That was the replacement.
I get that, Glenn. And then he put. Then he played the game he's going to play with Brady. Go see where you can get Julian. He put Julian on a Route 1 with a sign on. Take me for free. That's Bill Belichick's mode. He did that with the receiver that went to Seattle. Go see where you can get.
So what is your point? What is your point? Can you get to a point?
Here's my point. You admonished Lou. You said to Lou, when Lou said, gee, you think Bill's going to go find the right one-year players? Of course he is, Lou. You said, of course he is, Lou. No, of course he's not.
To find what? He's going to find what?
The best
1 year players.
He's going to go find the best 1 year players next year if he signs Brady. Well, forget about what's best for Brady and what's best for the Patriots. What's best for us, Glenn? Talk radio. Brady goes somewhere else. Belichick stays here. And we can clarify.
I didn't know Steve was in talk
decade,
radio.
I've been in talk radio a long time. I broke Tom Curran in Providence, by the way, when he was the newly minted football writer for the Providence.
I still don't understand your point. For a guy that's been in as long as you've been in,
state your point, then back it up with reasoning.
Talk radio for 21.
All right, Steve, I got to move on. I can't.
I mean, just tell me what.
Thank you for listening.
You know what? Like, seriously, if a guy calls up and just tell me what your point is. Then give me reason explanation. Not going into these like three or four hypothetical stories, and we're like, okay, where are you leading me?
I like stories.
Just tell me what you're talking about.
My wife put Brady in the gun,
right?
Yes. Hey, but he's been in sports talk radio.
Put Brady in the gun. Put him in the gun.
Here's Rich. He's in Rhode Island. Hello, Rich.
How's it going, guys?
Good, Rich.
So I think the only way some people will turn on Brady is if he goes somewhere else. And it comes out afterwards that the Patriots offered him more money than that to stay here, and he left to try to take an easy way to get a Super Bowl somewhere else because he doesn't feel like the offense here is good enough.
All right, let me ask you a question.
I wouldn't be mad still. I don't care.
Rich, I would.
That's the only way I can see it.
Maybe, yes, okay? Let me ask you a question. You think the Patriots would be the highest bidder?
No, I don't.
Okay, so there goes that story.
But I can. But that's literally the only way I can see people turning on him.
No, I think you're right, but I think we all know that they won't be the highest bidder.
They will not be the highest bidder. Justin is up in Portland, Maine. Justin!
How's it going, guys?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. You know, when it comes down to this whole Brady leaving thing, you know, like you said, it's always been about winning for him. So, you know, at his age, with maybe, you know, 2-3 years left, you know, you know, why cash in now? He's got his brand. You know, he's doing well. I think if they just look at the defense and kind of try and find some balance, you know, to, you know, stack up some guys on offense for him, opposed to, you know, kind of flip-flopping it this year and focusing on the young guys and on, you know, bringing them in like we've always kind of done with the defense.
How do they do? But Justin, how do they do that? I mean, they're talking now, or they have the opportunity to talk right now, exclusively about a deal. So let's say Belichick sits down and says, "Tom, don't worry about it. We got plans. We're going to go out and we're going to get this guy and that guy and that guy and that guy.
Trust me. The draft is loaded. There's like 20 prospects. Is what you want is to deal with another N'Keal Harry who doesn't know the offense.
So why is he going to believe that?" So Belichick could be telling them the truth. That is their intention to go get these players, because I'll guarantee you they've got a game plan right now of people on their board, free agents, draft picks, etc., guys they want. But who says they're going to actually succeed and get those guys in here?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've done it before. There may be that, you know, that Odell Beckham trade or something like that to make it kind of, you know, fit in and be enticing to him. You know, it's just for me, the teams that are, you know, potential landing spots, I don't see them, you know, as something that's so enticing skill level wise. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is dreaming. And the question is Brady going to believe him? You could sit there and say to Tom, you know, Tom, we think Cleveland's willing to part with Odell Beckham Jr. And especially now with Kareem Hunt, they got all sorts of problems. They're going to have a fire sale up there, you know? What's the guarantee that you're going to get him?
See, here's what I would want to know. What's Sanu's trade value?
After his performance this year?
Lower than a second-round draft pick.
Maybe you'll take a seventh.
No, I'm just saying. So a team that maybe said, I don't want to pay this money moving forward, yet I still think we're good. I still want to compete. You know, I'm just talking about, like, say, Stephon Diggs. Sanu in a pick, you know, for Stephon Diggs. So now all of a sudden it's like they get Mohamed Sanu, who they might think is good, and a draft pick, you know, might lower the cost for a guy like Stephon Diggs. You unload Sanu, because if I'm Tom, seriously, I'm just looking at N'Keal Harry's not going anywhere. I would just say, okay, if I'm going to really get an upgrade, if I have Edelman, a guy like Diggs or somebody else, and then N'Keal Harry can kind of, we'll see the growth. and you give me a tight end, now we're talking a little bit.
Yeah, and but they also you but, already don't believe.
So what do you do
Nikhil
with Sanu?
Harry.
You got to trade Sanu last year of his deal.
But I would also say just like you already don't believe in Nikhil Harry.
And no, even if so I need someone I believe in.
But your offensive coordinator, who probably had a big hand in picking him out, saying this is our guy, is going to want to include him into the rotation. You can't just have a first round pick, the first receiver you've taken in the first round, like ever. Like you can't have him. You can't have him playing a situational football. He's got to be a starter every single down. Everybody else's rookies are playing.
All right, so you tell me, how does Tom Brady come back here and feel like his wide receivers have improved? Because it's still Edelman, Sanu, and Harry. Like I told you, Harry's going nowhere, Edelman, fine. How can you trade Sanu and a pick and upgrade that position?
Oh, man.
If someone, don't want this three-year deal. We'll take the guy for 1 year because we're still good. We want to compete.
You got to give Sanu away. You got to eat that one. Okay, yeah, fine. You got to give that one because you want his roster spot. And you don't want to. You don't want to sit there. Dorsett is gone. Sanu is gone. Those two guys took up way too much.
Think you
space.
Can still get a second round pick for that guy?
No way. No, indeed not. Nobody's that desperate. Seventh, maybe.
The problem with Stephon Diggs is that it's a huge cap hit to unload him if you're Minnesota, even trading him. So he's going to make base salary 10.9. The dead cap hit is $9 million. Okay, $9 million. So you have to really get an awful lot in return because you're giving up. You're still carrying dead money next year.
Their mindset even though would you don't be more of like, he's got 3 years left in it, right?
He has 3 years left.
Yeah, you know what? Year two, year three, we don't want any part of this.
Right.
And for next year, we can at least compete. We take a hit? Sure. I mean, what's Sanu making? He was making less than Sanders. That's why they went and got him, too, with another year, right?
He was. And you only have 1 year. 1 year of him.
Yeah, so you deal with it for a year.
Doug is up next. Hello, Doug.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Doug.
So, rapid fire here. The only way that Brady, people are mad at him is if he takes the King's ransom, which he won't get, and we can't get guys that we need to fill the holes that we need.
Wait a minute. You mean he stays here for a King's ransom?
He stays here. Yeah.
So, the only way you criticize him if he stays?
Wow.
If we can't get players that we need to, again, what he's been doing all along has helped the team win Super Bowls, which we all love him for that. But if all of a sudden he stays because it's time to get paid, then we can't get a linebacker or their tight end or whatever that position is that we need, I'd be a little pissed off at him.
I think you'd be in the minority. I just don't think people are going to get pissed if he comes back here. And they'll blame Belichick.
I was going to say, wouldn't you look at Belichick and Kraft and be like, you know, look at Kraft. He lost his ever-loving mind. He gave him all this kind of cash. Who wouldn't turn that down? And now they can't build a team.
Yeah, why don't you structure the deal with Brady so that you get dead cap money for 2, 3, 4
Once
years
again,
down
though,
the road?
We're creating scenarios in which the Patriots would overpay
for
Tom.
That ain't happening.
We know that's not going to happen, though. No. So this is kind of moot.
So, Doug,
he doesn't look bad.
I think you don't think he looks bad. If he took less money for all of these years, could come back here because the Patriots want him, but they want to pay him similar money to what he made last year at $23 million. Instead, he takes a three-year deal with the Chargers for, let's say, $75 or $80 million. That's not going to piss you off?
I mean, it's time to move on. I hate to say it. And I think, honestly, if he goes to the Chargers, it's another opportunity for him to build a brand. I mean, how big is it going to be in New England?
I'm talking about your feelings. Your feelings, you want to make sure that his brand is taken care of?
No.
To me, the brand is
I think the brand is overplayed.
Random throw in.
Yeah. No, I think it's vastly overplayed.
It's overrated.
And I think people are.
But what about my brand in Vegas? Right. Hey, Caesar, the foreign shops. You could have a TB12 in the forum shops. Guys get hammered. They lose all their money. They need. They can't walk. They get beat up. Whatever. You can make them feel better.
Sit the Whole Foods over in Linfield today.
All I was able to get is TB12 protein stuff, his brand, into Whole Foods. That's a big deal.
Big deal.
Can we just say that he's not at the Whole Foods himself?
No, he's not there.
Okay.
He's sending dignitaries.
Yeah, he's sending
dignitaries.
Yeah, Edelman, can you show up at...
whatever you need, Tom.
Need them for me, please.
I got you, TB.
But how many times do we hear it? And Cowherd the other day going on and on and on about the brand. And, you know, he needs to have the
brand. Tom's
going
to make a lot more money potentially, and I'm not joking. If TB12 hits, he's going to make a lot more money there than he's going to make playing football, and I'm not joking.
How much money do you think he makes? just having the end display on one of the aisles at the Whole Foods versus what he makes in football and all of these other endorsements that he does.
Did anybody ever send us a picture of how much space they actually take up at Whole Foods?
Yeah, they do the whole end aisle, apparently.
So he's an end cap, the whole
thing. He's next to the sculptured soap. You know, they have the soap.
Scottsdale?
Yeah. So Tom's made, what, $235 million in football?
Something like that, counting.
TB12's about the takeoff?
Might be a while.
$250 million, you think, TB12?
I think that they're reinvesting
that
the
he's going to personally make?
Yeah, I know, because he's going to make more money with TB12 than he does with football.
I don't buy it. I'm not buying that.
I don't either.
No, I'm not buying that.
No.
No. All right, 617-779-7937. Right back to the phone calls. What would piss you off? If Tom Brady leaves, Tom Brady stays, what situation is out there in which you're going to sit there and be pissed off if Brady leaves? We go 30 minutes, commercial-free next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.